a common fare. We dine on steaks and chops. We buy the little costly things. That's always been a sin too. Our precious hoard of bottled goods gets quite a going into. A hired girl brings the dinner in, returns things to their shelves. We don't know what the guest thinks, but gosh, we're quite impressed ourselves. Is this the house? Is this the night? Did we, my dear, remember right? No porch light gleams, no one stands near the window pane through which we peer. Cars before the doorway park. All seems unfestive, still and dark. If we should see, we ring ahead. Our host and hostess drag from bed. Or he in undershirt, and she a creamed and colored sight to see. With what relief, what brimming
candlelight.
witch's liquor? Is this potato squash or rice? I need a seeing eye's advice. I'd like to know the flowers from the celery and not by thumb. I'd like to know where north and south is, or anyhow, just where my mouth is. For after all, I came to dine, and not upon your face or mine. And so to find which food is which, I pray you, please flick on the switch. Our guest are about to go. It is true, are small. But the sensitive host and hostess knows they'll soon be out in the hall. Our guests are about to go. That is, they're all set to start to plan, to prepare, to get ready, to begin, to commit, to depart. Before you go, dear weekend guest, you must endure one final test. Here is our guest book, pen and ink. Beside you while you think. However much you'd like to scram, please coin a golden epigram. Say something witty, something clever. Produce a mode to live forever. You say that writing's not your forte. Come on, dear fellow, be a sport. We're waiting with expectant eyes to read before the ink is dry. If confidence is what you lack, peruse this book from front to back. You'll feel like Shakespeare when you know.